With your latest news, I'm Carslee Fuller. Two men once deported from the Cayman Islands are back before the summary court facing charges of illegal landing in Cayman Brac. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks has this report.
Andre Robinson and O'Shane Ricketts are alleged to have arrived on the island illegally around the 31st of December, later seeking assistance at a nearby church. The magistrate remarked that the pair are, quote, no strangers to the court, underscoring their familiarity with the Cayman Islands judicial system. Investigators believe the men may be linked to a boat discovered burnt along the Brac coastline. Neither of the men have yet entered pleas into the matter. Both Robinson and Ricketts remain in custody at HMP Northwood and are scheduled to appear again via video link on the 21st of January. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
Sentencing is scheduled after a man pleads guilty to theft charges. Jordan Corey will be back in summary court on April 13th after admitting to several offenses, including the theft of more than $200 worth of groceries, resisting a police officer, and damaging a police vehicle. He also pled guilty to failing to provide a urine sample and possession of a crack pipe. The charges stem from an incident back in November. He was remanded pending sentencing. In other news, a new industry report says Cayman is outperforming much of the Caribbean when it comes to Canadian visitors. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles tells us more.
Travel and Tour World reports Cayman welcomed just over 27,000 Canadian visitors between January and November 2025, and says November arrivals from Canada were up 16.1% on last year, the fourth straight record month from that market. The Cayman Islands Department of Tourism's November release calls Canada a, quote, success story, and credits increased airlift from Air Canada, WestJet, and New Porter flights for that double-digit growth. Travel and Tour suggests the boom may be for more Canadians choosing overseas trips, higher spending when they go, and a reshuffle inside the Caribbean. Over the same period, Canadian travel to the U.S. is down about 22%. Overall, Canadian arrivals to the Caribbean are off roughly 8 to 9%, and big markets like Cuba and the Dominican Republic are losing visitors, while Cayman's Canadian numbers hit record highs and are expected to pass the 30,128 mark set in 2019 once December is counted. At Cayman Airways' 40th anniversary event for the Cayman-Tampa route in December, hotelier David Morritt told the audience of his hope for the two countries.
Freddie Mercury, we are the champions. Cayman, Canada, Commonwealth in particular.
To his credit, Tourism Minister Gary Ruddy did predict the lift at a recent airline service launch event.
It's a bullish tourism that we're going to have this winter and going into 2026.
Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman News.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carslee Fuller.
BBC News with Charles Carroll. Beijing has accused Washington of threatening global energy security after President Trump said the interim authorities in Venezuela would turn over up to 50 million barrels of oil to the United States. The Chinese Foreign Ministry accused the U.S. of bullying. U.S. officials say that Russia has sent a submarine and other naval assets to escort an empty oil tanker that's being pursued by U.S. forces. The ship, which has historically transported Venezuelan crude oil, is currently in the North Atlantic. France says it's working with other European nations on a plan for how to respond to any American threat to Greenland. On Tuesday, the Trump administration said it had been discussing options to acquire Greenland, including the use of military force. The UN Human Rights Office says that what it calls Israel's systematic discrimination against Palestinians in the occupied West Bank has been intensifying. The agency's chief, Volker Türk, said that the situation was a particularly severe form of racial segregation. A Saudi-led coalition has carried out airstrikes in southern Yemen in the province of a separatist leader. He'd been accused of treason by the internationally recognized Yemeni government. Almost 20,000 households and 850 businesses are still without power in Berlin amid below-freezing temperatures. It follows a suspected arson attack on a power station by leftist activists 4 days ago. Scientists in London are to analyse tens of thousands of bowel cancer samples that have been stored for up to a century. They're trying to work out why cases of the disease in people under 50 are rising worldwide. And Aldrich Ames, a former CIA spy who was sentenced to life in a US prison for selling secrets to Russia, has died aged 84. His betrayal in the late 80s is blamed for the execution of a dozen double agents. BBC News.